morning, everyone. Well, maybe it's good morning for you. Maybe it's good night. Maybe it's the afternoon. Maybe it's 2 o'clock. Doesn't matter. It's morning for me. I'm feeling good. I want to make an episode talking about Regal. I want to talk to you, Regal, specifically. All right? Tired of your games, man. The guy, Regal. There is no Regal. There is just a guy who just runs, like, all the Regals in the world. You guys didn't know that. All right, a little history lesson for you. Oh, man. Look, August 31st, we're supposed to have, like, theaters open up again and, you know, Tenet's gonna open up. I was thinking about this, too, because it's just, like, last month we had this idea that the theaters were gonna open up and we're gonna have everything and, you know, first we'll start off with, hey, we'll open up the theaters to, like, some movies you already saw. Which already I'm thinking, I don't want to see, I already saw those movies, alright? I don't want to watch Space Jam. If I had the opportunity to go to the theater, I'm taking it. But, like, does it have to be Space Jam? Can you just put Bloodshot out there again? Doesn't really matter, you know what I mean? Or put out, you know, like, a movie that was supposed to be out there, but went on VOD instead, like Scoob. Alright, terrible example, but I'm just saying, I'd watch Scoob in a theater. Like, I'm getting to that point. But here's what happens. And this is why I'm getting a little nervous with, like, Regal and how they're handling this. It's that they're just taking dates, and they're just pushing them back every month, right? Because it started off in July, and then we jumped over to August. Which I guarantee this is what's going to happen, all right? Because we still haven't figured out, no one's figured out, especially here in California, how to really kind of open things up safely. Because what happens is that, like, we try to, I'll try to get a little local with you guys, the mall in my hometown just shut down again, right? The coronavirus cases were going up, they're flaring, and so they said, you know what, just shut the malls down. We don't even know when it'll open up, but they did, and they tried it, and they did a little trial and error thing where they opened up. Some of the stores would open later, some would open, like, right when the mall did, and even that didn't happen, mostly because, one, they didn't really promote or tell you what the schedules were going to be for every store in there, and so you'd show up, and, you try to go to, Foot Locker. Foot Locker would still be closed. They'd be closed until, like, 2 o'clock, right? If a mall can't do that, if a mall can't even do it, I really don't see how a theater is going to be able to do that when you have a constant flow of traffic with people coming in and out, right? You're showing a movie. You're going to have auditoriums open, okay? Because that's the tricky part. Right, it's not, hey, let's just open up a theater and, like, separate the people. No, there's clearly going to be some type of law, especially here in California with Governor Newsom. He really is trying to crack down and trying to fix the widespread pandemic because it especially in LA, it's getting really bad with that, right? And so we're trying to figure out, like, all right, well, big buildings need to be open, but we're not quite trying to do that. But Regal is coming out specifically saying, hey, we're just going to open up all the chains, which already, it's almost ignorant, right? Because now you're saying, okay, well, it doesn't matter what your state law is saying. We're going to open up Regal for you. The other thing, too, is if you move the date to, like, the 31st, right? Because I think the thing is, like, the only reason, right, the theaters are kind of trying to open up, or Regal is, they really want to show Tenet, right? Tenet is like the Groundhog Day, or the Groundhog, right? You know, the ground, you know, pop up, and if you saw a shadow, right, 4 more months of winter, I don't know, I never paid attention to how any of that worked. But, like, that's almost how they're treating movies, right? What is Tenet going to do? All right, what is Warner Brothers saying? What are they going to do about the dates? Oh, okay, they're gonna put it out internationally, overseas? Okay, well, then let's just open up the theater right away. That's incredibly dangerous. It's dangerous, Right? Unsafely opening theaters just because you want to be able to show Tenet. And I'm not saying that that's what Regal is doing 100%, because I don't know. But it strongly is moving in that direction. It's moving in the direction of, we want to open up because for right now, this is kind of like the big movie that I think everyone wants to watch. But in reality, I really don't think Tenet is that. Like, you have Christopher Nolan fans and people who are fans of his work or just fans of the concepts, right? They probably saw the trailer and said, that looks like a cool movie. I might want to check that out. But the thing is, this isn't going to bring the droves to the theater, right? And so to just move the dates, right, when Tenet's doing it, to me, it doesn't seem very, like, there's no plan to it. It just seems very odd that you do that. Not to mention, too, when you continually push days back, right, when you're saying, okay, well, we were going to open up back in April, and now we're going to open up in July, and now we're going to open up in August, right, now the droves of people who are paying attention and saying, sweet, I want to go back to the theater, now they don't even care, right, because now it's just empty promises. You're going to only be able to do this a handful of more times before people just go, hey, Regal, shut up. You're not going to open up. All right. We don't really care. Because in all fairness, I don't even see other movie chains saying this. Like AMC has been super quiet. Cineworld has been really quiet. Alamo Drafthouse hasn't said anything. Like none of those theater chains have said anything except Regal, which, again, it's just, I think it's a little bit of a desperation move. And I also think it has just something to do, again, with just Tenet being open, right? It's those two little things, which, again, you're going to have to figure something out, Regal. It's just, you're going to have to figure out some type of way to, like, create some type of streaming service where you stream movies. Or, I say this, why don't you just... What if we just open it for like a weekend, right? Don't permanently say, hey, we're going to stay open, right? Just open it up, try to get a crowd in there. If it gets really bad, okay, if it starts like, if coronaviruses start to flare up again and people are getting sick, then you just shut it down. Unfortunately, I know it sounds a little ignorant, but in reality, you do have to kind of trial and test these kind of things, right? Where you just open it up, say, okay, well, that didn't work out too well. Skip it. Maybe let's try like a weekday, or let's try every other day, maybe once a month, something, right? But don't come out and just say, hey, we're just going to open up. Because again, it just, you're, because if you do that and people get shut down, people are just going to not care. I know it sounds like I'm knocking Regal, but I'm not. Like I badly want to go to the theater. Like I do miss it. Like it was a big, big chunk of my life. For years, right, where every Friday, I'd go to the movies, right, and you'd get off work. At the time, I was working, like, Fridays was, like, my short day, right, you know, you do your 40 hours a week, and then I'd get off probably, like, in the middle of the afternoon, which, it was perfect, it was perfection. I'd go home, take a shower, and then I would either go to the theater, like, that moment, or, you know, just kind of hang out for the day and just kind of wait until like 7 o'clock. And there was nothing better than going to the movies, right? Just a trip to downtown Stockton, where the only actually good thing is the theater. And watching a movie every week and doing a review on it. I mean, if anything, I kind of like that this break has happened just because it gets you out of that cycle. I think if I would have done that too long, I probably would have got annoyed by it. So maybe a break was good. Unfortunately, the circumstances of the break are not good. But going to the theater, man, it was great. And I badly want to get back to that. But I want to do it safely, right? I don't want to get sick when I'm going there, you know. And I think, too, if you're going to open up, too, it's going to cost you money. It might cost you even more money than just opening a theater, because now you have to do... You had to do checks, you know, you had to do the temperature checks and have masks for people, you know, if you are going to do that, you know, or you can't have people show up with no mask. hand sanitizer. Like, that stuff's just, it's going to cost you things. You know, I work for a job that they're constantly just putting out this kind of product all the time, right? Masks, hand sanitizer. I know that costs them money, right? To them, it doesn't cost them anything. But for a theater, I'm sure it's really, it's going to put a dent in your budget. The other side of that, too, is that if you open it up and people get sick in there, right? Because I don't, you know, the coronavirus, I didn't know this, but you can have it for like a few weeks or 2 weeks or something like that and not have any symptoms and then get other people sick. All right. So if you show up and you get sick over there, right? You didn't do it in a, you did it in a fun place. You know what I mean? It's not like, hey, I was at work and I got sick, hey, things happen. No, you were trying to have fun and then you just got corona, right? You just go, what the heck happened? I'm just trying to enjoy a weekend. I was trying to watch Peter Rabbit 2. Oh, Peter Rabbit 2. So sad. Put that on VOD. Put Peter Rabbit 2 on VOD. I want to watch Peter Rabbit 2. All right. Trust me. I've been doing this bit forever. No one's watching Peter Rabbit 2. Just put it on VOD already, man. Speaking of VOD, though, I have a prediction. I say by November, if things do not get any better, they're going to put every single movie on VOD. They're going to do it. Because right now, the summer is the bread and butter for theaters, right? Like, this is huge. The summer movie season has always been big, right? You have these, every summer, man, you have these movies that just, like, week after week, right? They would come out, Godzilla, Pikachu, Deadpool. It was like that, and it happens every year. Right, where like 2 months, just a 2 month gap where, like, I swear, every single weekend you could at least see two quote unquote blockbuster movies, and that's how it'd come out. And right now, because there's nothing coming out, it hurts them, and this is prime real estate for them. And by November, right, because there's two, I think Star Wars actually really did this. Where now Christmas and the holiday season is now another summer movie season type, where now just a bunch of movies are just coming out between November and December. Actually, more like October through December. You had like Bumblebee and Aquaman, Mary Poppins, Jumanji. All those movies came out during the winter. And the winter, we don't really know how it's going to play out for this year. I mean, who knows? There might not be like Christmas and Halloween and things like that. That's really going to shut things down. And that's going to be a second wave that theaters are going to miss out on. And they're really going to get desperate. And not even just theaters, but studios, right? Because now it's almost like they're sitting on their hands with movies. They just have these movies that are shelved, right? That they go, well, people want to see these things, but we can't really show them either by contract or by the idea that they're scared that, hey, man, we're not going to make the type of money if we put Black Widow on Disney Plus than we would have if we could have put Black Widow in a theater. But honestly, you're not going to have an option, right? Especially if theaters cannot open up safely and stay open. Because that's the other side of it, too. Because I really do think maybe at some point they could open up. But I can't see it just regularly opening up because no business is doing that. Malls aren't doing it. I mean, the drive-in theater sure is doing it, but even like the drive-in theater, I keep seeing it. I keep telling myself I'm going to take a trip to like Concord and do that. But in reality, it's like, I don't want to watch the three John Wick movies. I don't want to drive an hour just to go see them. I have them, right? I really hope that they could possibly do that. Or this too, because some movie theaters are opening up overseas, like in Australia and China, you're not going to have the opportunity, right? That stuff is going to get leaked. And then you're really going to lose money, right? Because now the desperation of, I wanted to see Tenet, but I can only see it in China. Well, you're going to leak it, man. The internet, you can't stop the internet. People are going to put stuff on there, file-to-file sharing, legal stuff. it's really going to put a damper on the theater itself. So, to Regal, I say this to you, man. Really think this over. All right, the guy, Regal. All right, not the company. There's just a guy named Regal. How many times can I tell that joke? There's a guy named Regal. There you go. It's not even that funny. Got it out there, though. I'm proud. It's my joke, so I'm going to throw it out there. To Regal, I say this. If by next month, if things are not open, please shut up. Seriously, please shut up. Don't say, hey, okay, well, now we're going to open up to September. It's not going to happen, all right? You're going to lose. You're going to really piss some people off, all right, including myself. Just figure it out, man. Either you guys are going to have to go into some type of different niche or something, man. Open up a streaming service or only open up like a handful of theaters at once. Something. But don't just say, hey, we're just going to open up, right? Because the other side of that, too, is I'm sure they lose a lot of money on just like the whole Regal Unlimited, right? Because now no one has it. I mean, I look at my account and it's been frozen for 6 months, right? And I'm sure they really relied on that. And then also, too, you look at like AMC and things like that, and they're going to shut down soon. You guys are really going to just gonna have to be patient with that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Or I mean, I'm sure you guys have like some type of marketing or PR team that could really try to figure these things out. But just to outright say, hey, we're going to open up, it's dangerous. It really is. So anyways, guys, I want to do that. I really, really want to put my 2 cents on Regal announcing that they were going to open up. I'm hoping and praying, and this is not me like saying, hey, screw Regal. I really hope like if by August, magically, we could figure everything out either by, hey, we figured out a way to, you know, fix Corona. We figured out a vaccine. Or, hey, we just learned how to live with it almost, right? If you got sick, then we know the procedures to not let it spread. And we kind of worked around it. And, hey, there you go. Theaters are now open. Everything's back to business. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Let's keep doing that until some doctor somewhere figures out a way to get rid of it. Or it just kind of goes away on its own. I mean, honestly, I remember for months, man, we were talking about like, oh, well, you know, Corona can't survive in direct sunlight and when it's hot. It's going to be August soon and things are worse. You know what I mean? So it really is trial and error. So anyways, guys, thank you for listening. Thank you guys for listening to our La La Land episode. We are very close to hitting 100 episodes pretty soon. Very, very excited, man. The amount of content we have put out astonishes me. Seriously, it's so cool that we have this podcast doing this. So tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a family member. CinemaFlavor.com, the greatest movie podcast in Stockton, California. All right, guys, I am out.